AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. The Israeli military has intercepted some flotilla boats, but others are nearing the coast of Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
Activists on board a flotilla of vessels sailing towards Gaza say the Israeli Navy has obstructed at least 19 of their boats from arriving at the coast of the besieged Palestinian territory. Footage released from the Global Samud Flotilla showed Israeli soldiers forcibly boarding one of its vessels. The Global Samud Flotilla consists of nearly 50 boats and 500 activists and is carrying a symbolic amount of humanitarian aid, which Israel has not been allowing in. Among those on board is climate activist Greta Thunberg, Nelson Mandela's grandson, Mandla Mandela, and several European lawmakers. It has remained undeterred in its mission to break the Israeli blockade of aid of the coastal strip and reach Palestinians. Israel's blockade of desperately needed aid has led to mass starvation of Gazans in the Palestinian territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
At a news conference, Vice President Vance said yesterday that the administration will have to take extraordinary steps if the government shutdown doesn't end soon.
Let's be honest. If this thing drags on for another few days or, God forbid, another few weeks, we are going to have to lay people off. We're going to have to save money in some places so that essential services don't get turned off in other places.
Historically, the U.S. military has been an engine for cultural and social change. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth plans to change that. In an AP interview, Dartmouth College history professor Matthew Delmont says, for seven decades, the military has been on the leading edge of trying to take advantage of the talents of all Americans.
It's moved faster and farther than almost any other organization in thinking about issues of racial equality, and then later thinking about issues related to gender and sexuality.
More on this story on APNews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the death of Jane Goodall.
Primatologist and conservationist Jane Goodall has died. Goodall started living among chimpanzees in Africa starting in the 1960s. One of them stood out. She named him David Greybeard.
Seeing him using and making tools to fish for termites, because up until that time, Western science thought humans and only humans used and made tools.
Goodall's research transformed how the world perceived chimpanzees and all humans.
When you're alone, you can become part of nature. And your humanity doesn't get in the way. And it's easier to understand this amazing tapestry of life.
She also found chimps have individual personalities and share humans' emotions of pleasure, joy, sadness, and fear. Her institute says Jane Goodall died of natural causes. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.